Spring. Celandines in the woods of England and busy robins do make their nests. Tweet, tweet. But what has that to do with me? Detective Inspector Patrick Petrella, overseer, keeper of the keys at a rundown nick in a South London borough. Half bomb shelter, half crater, where law and occasionally even order are dispensed to a community exhausted by gloom, worn down by poverty. Where would the sap rise here? Don't talk to me of spring, but of a darker season. Sometimes, at night, I wake and look at my wife and think, how lucky and how fragile our luck. For don't we say the dead look like they're sleeping? My work has taught me otherwise. Death is no sleep, and violent death is no repose. Then why should it look like sleep to us? Because we are people seeking words for something indescribable? A little pillow of words where we may rest our heads? On Jamaica Road, you would wait in vain for renewal. Tweet, tweet.
Not yet, sir.
How did she die?
There are head wounds.
Weapon?
There's a screwdriver over there.
Long-handled one.
Sir?
Forensic?
Mr. Worsley's on his way.
Worsley?
Apparently.
Thoughts, Burley?
He's in a nightdress.
Yes.
So, lover, boyfriend, but familiar.
Some sort of squabble?
What, an argument?
Got out of hand.
Possible.
She live alone?
Yes, I told the caretaker you'd have a word, a Mr. Sligo.
Irish?
I don't think so.
Right. What, Burley?
It's funny.
What if?
She looks...
Don't say it. Don't say it, Burley.
A young woman. Not very extraordinary, nor very notable. Neither particularly able, nor wondrously achieving. Neither plain, nor beautiful. But... a young, ordinary woman has her life taken from her by a man who, when we catch him, will remain unconscious of what he has done. It is her ordinariness that I value. Yes, it is the loss of her ordinariness that I regret.
What was she like, Mr. Sligo?
Very nice. I never saw her.
How long have you been a caretaker?
About 4 years.
Quid custodiet custodiens?
What?
Who takes care of the caretakers,
My wife.
Does she?
I can't speak for the other caretakers.
And nor would I ask you to. So, Miss Martin.
As I say, very quiet, I'd just say, hello, good morning, she'd, you know, answer, but...
Right, well, tell me what happened.
I've already told the big bloke.
Tell me again, he often makes mistakes.
Does he?
The big bloke, his notes are a disgrace.
The milkman finished his round this morning, 6 o'clock, knocked on my door.
Mrs. Sligo's still asleep.
She wasn't happy. What?
Number 39 hasn't taken yesterday's milk in.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
No, why did you wake me?
Well, I wondered.
Oh, just because you're up, does that mean everyone's got to be up?
Ain't you bothered?
Why?
She ain't taken the milk in.
Hey, you got any orange juice?
No.
Well, what made you go in, then?
What do you mean?
Well, you weren't bothered, you said.
My duties took me to the top of the house. I had my keys.
I see.
I knocked. No answer, so I used my keys. She was lying on the floor by the, over by the table.
And what time was this?
About 3.
Did you touch anything?
No. I saw her.
You must have felt very shocked.
She looked like she was sleeping.
Yes.
Alice Martin, 31 years old, unmarried. A migraine sufferer, according to a GP. Died from 4, possibly 5, blows to the front and top of the head, which crushed that part of the skull. I've removed several splinters of bone from the brain and expect to find more. She died at approximately 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Did she put up a fight?
No.
No marks or bruising on her arms?
That's what I'd look for. No.
Was she sexually assaulted?
No.
And the screwdriver?
That was the weapon, aye. Her blood and hair on the handle. He grabbed the end, hit her, dropped it.
Fingerprints?
No. You interested in her stomach contents?
Go on.
It's some sort of soup she had the night before. Almost a gruel. Herbs, vegetables, seeds, I presume she was a vegetarian.
Thank you, Mr. Worsley.
Dr. Worsley.
Right.
Any dabs on the screwdriver?
No, which is odd. I mean, for a crime of passion.
Unless the boyfriend intended to kill and was wearing gloves.
Well, if he was so calculated, why drop the weapon? You drop the weapon when you panic. Other ideas?
Housebreaker.
Okay. The long-handled screwdriver would fit that. You looked at the lock on her door.
Ordinary mortise. He wouldn't need the screwdriver, but was carrying it.
Right.
She was in bed. She heard him. She came out. He did her.
Worsley said she was killed at about 10 a.m. What was she doing in bed at that time on a Friday? I mean, why wasn't she at work? What did she do?
She was a doctor's secretary, knobby one in Arley Street.
Okay, let's start on the neighbours. How many?
A young couple called Robson and an out-of-work salesman named Standish.
That's all. All right, well, take your pick.
I'll see the couple.
Meet you at one?
Right, sir.
Alice was a very loyal, very efficient, very hard-working person who will be greatly missed. I went home when I heard chastened. As a doctor, I see tragedy if not every day, then frequently enough, but this one was not prepared for. Sherry?
No, I won't, thank you, Dr. Hunter.
And why is one surprised? One reads about such things, and yet when it happens to one, when it impinges on one's own life, I throw up my hands and I say, what on earth is it all about? Are you sure you won't join me?
No. Did you know she wasn't coming in on Friday?
She was the victim of migraine. Thursday afternoon, it was quite apparent to me that she was suffering. I checked her eyes, sent her home. I said, don't come back.
I see. So you knew she wasn't coming in?
I didn't expect her. What was it? A lover?
Did she have a boyfriend?
She was a quiet one, but still Waters, I think. You know? Between ourselves, Miss Martin was really quite attractive. You know what I'm saying, Inspector?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes. Something of the desperately understated, but nonetheless frightfully effective come-hither. You follow?
Ever have a cracker to yourself?
What are you suggesting, Inspector?
What are you saying?
I looked, but I didn't touch.
Did you ever prescribe anything for her?
I'm a naturopath, or will be when the certificate arrives. A lot of my clients are very wealthy people, society people. You understand?
Yes.
I prescribe various treatments, various natural treatments.
And these are legal things we're talking about, are they?
Oh, yes. Miss Martin was curious. People are curious, aren't they? And so I prescribed a course of natural remedies. Berries, nuts, leaves.
What effect would these medicines have had?
They would induce calm, mild euphoria, sense of well-being. The things we all crave, Inspector. Anything else?
Did you see her very often, Mrs. Robson?
Yeah.
No.
No, not often, no.
We'd see her. On occasions?
Yeah.
How often?
Maybe once a week.
Well, not that often.
No.
Once a month. Catch sight of her.
On the stairs?
Yeah.
Mrs. Robson?
Yeah.
Did you talk to her?
Well, hello.
That's about it.
Did you ever see her with a boyfriend?
No.
Mrs. Robson?
What?
You never saw her with anybody.
She didn't.
Shall we let her tell us? Mrs. Robson?
No. Well, she was always on her own. I didn't see her, really. I never saw her.
Did you ever go into her flat, Mr. Robson?
What would I do that for?
You were her neighbour.
Yeah?
So, didn't you ever borrow a cup of sugar?
No. I don't take sugar.
I mean borrow.
I don't take sugar.
Where do you work, Mr. Robson?
Fanshawe's.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
I'm a driver.
So, you never saw much of your neighbour, then?
She was stuck up.
Oh, but she had a nice coat.
What did you say?
You noticed her coat?
Only that...
Only what?
Only once.
We cannot think of spirits without a sense of place. Perhaps the ghosts who haunt us are those we have not released. As I stood in Alice Martin's small flat among her undistinguished furniture, standing as she might have stood, with the same weak sunlight casting the same shadows she might have seen, I wondered about her unfinished life, about what secrets she took with her. Like all of us, so much unsaid.
Mrs. Robson had a black eye.
Did she? How long have they been married?
6 months, he said.
Hmm.
He wanted to do all the talking himself, did young Terry. I practically had to gag him.
He didn't ask her about it?
It's up to her, isn't it?
No, not really.
I did have a word with him, though.
Ah.
I said if he did it again, I'd kick him round the garden.
Nice policing, Burley.
Thank you.
But he's violent, is he?
With his wife.
But he's capable of violence.
What do you think? He nipped upstairs hoping to get some from Miss Martin, got a no-no and killed her.
Hmm. Do I? Do I think that? Has he got form?
DTA, 4 years ago.
Oh, it's possible. What do you think?
He was lying, I knew that. I didn't know why. And she was backing him up, frightened.
So maybe he was the housebreaker. He thought Miss Martin would be at work as she usually was, whipped in. She found him and then...
They were nervous enough.
You know where he works?
Yeah.
Check if he was there on the Friday morning, then. I'll go and see the other neighbour. Who's that?
William Standish, out-of-work salesman.
Oh, by the way, get these leaves and things analysed, will you?
What are they?
I don't know. Found them in her bathroom. Something the doctor ordered. This won't take long, Mr. Standish.
Do you want to sit down?
Thank you.
I haven't got anything to offer you. I haven't been asked.
No, don't worry.
I was very shocked.
Were you?
Very, very shocked. Alice was a wonderful person.
Tell me.
In every way. She was an angel.
Did you see much of her?
Yes, every day.
Every day?
Yes.
You,
We were engaged.
To...
Unofficially. We didn't want to fuss.
I see.
That's why... Can you imagine how I felt?
Yes.
She was my life.
When did you, when did you decide to get... I'm sorry. How long did you know her?
Oh, that's it, isn't it? I mean, that's the question. In a sense, I've always known her. Before I met her, in my lonely days, I knew there was someone.
Hmm.
But I felt I knew her, in answer to your question.
Yes, but I mean in a more literal sense.
A year ago, when I moved here. In the spring, that was her time.
Her time?
Well, I believe that everybody has their own season. Spring was Alice's.
Do you have any ideas about who might have killed her?
No. It's a meaningless question to me. We have not that long ago come through a war. We can no longer say that certain things are not possible. But her death is as near to a meaningless act as it's possible to get. Ask anyone.
Yes. Now, where were you last Friday morning?
Here.
Alone?
Of course. I had popped onto the landing at about 6:30 in the evening. That's when she used to come home. I had prepared a supper for her. Her favourite. Fish in a bag. But she said she had a migraine and was going to bed. I went up later to see how she felt, but she didn't answer.
You knocked on her door?
Yes.
She never told you she was being threatened, or...?
No. No, and she would have told me. We confided everything to each other.
Did you see or hear anything odd that morning?
No.
Now, you used to be a salesman, didn't you?
Soft furnishings.
Hmm, but you're not at work at the moment.
The doctor signed me off. My nerves.
Your?
My nerves. Got on top of me.
What did he do with that fish? The one in the bag?
I ate it. Alone.
What is that?
Salt beef.
Ah. kosher?
I don't know. Got it down the road.
Right.
Are you hungry, sir?
No. When you're ready. All right. Who could have done it?
Caretaker.
Right. Now, opportunity, yes. Motive, God knows. Alibi?
Mrs. Sligo.
Yeah, who takes care of him.
Sir?
What can we say about him? Only that he would probably own a long-handled screwdriver. I don't really see him.
No?
Do you?
No.
So why are you letting me speculate like this?
Respect, sir.
Ah. What about Terry Robson?
I rang Fanshawe's. He was at work.
He's a driver. Out on the road?
No, they were stock-taking. He was there.
Which leaves William Standish.
Yeah.
He told me he and Alice Martin were engaged.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No one else said that.
Like who?
Well, the others. Sligo. The Robsons. Well, they'd have said, wouldn't they?
Certainly, at any rate, we can say that he was involved with her, even if only in his dreams.
She was in her nightdress.
If it was him. Hmm. Okay. Say she had rebuffed him. He broke in, she came out. She laughed at him. What do you think?
Well, it's possible.
Certainly, he knew she was there. She'd told him she had a migraine. And anyway, I have this feeling he probably built his day around her comings and goings. Maybe. And that leaves...
The doctor?
Hunter. Is there a report back on that stuff I found in our bathroom?
It's marijuana.
He was giving her marijuana?
Apparently.
So, ring West End Central, see if they know him, will you? Petrella? When was this? And where? Right. Break-in. House next door. Old man caught him at it.
We got him?
He ran off.
The old man, all right?
Yes, I'll see him. Find out if there's anything on Hunter.
I was polishing my assegais.
Your...
What?
Oh, I see.
Of which I am inordinately proud. From my South African campaigns.
And you didn't hear anything?
Oh, fine country, South Africa. If not left to Johnny Boer.
Hmm. What happened?
Well, what happened is quite simple. I went into the lounge here on my way to the kitchen. There's this chappy bent over my silver cupboard helping himself. I must have made a noise. Anyway, he heard me. Looked round and jumped up. Looked as though he was going to dump last night's dinner on my Persian.
What did he look like?
What did he what?
What did he look like?
My height. Middle-aged. No, younger. Mid-30s. Quite stocky. Irish is my guess.
What makes you say that?
Well, brown hair. Irish always have brown hair. And then he legged it for the door. I took aim and threw.
You threw your spear?
Ah, but I'm rusty. Didn't even clip him. He has a red spot in the middle of his right eye, yes.
A red spot?
Like a fire opal.
When did this happen, Colonel?
Oh, about a fortnight ago.
And you didn't tell us before?
I've been too busy. Tell you something else. He left his raincoat. See it? Hanging in the hall? I noticed it after he'd gone, and it isn't mine.
Albie Lawrence is a fence. That is, a receiver of stolen goods. Or was. He is now retired, he told me on the phone, and has taken up gardening. As a rule, they're not violent fencers, but businessmen. They buy and sell. They leave the violence to others.
Deaths.
Get away.
They bloody are.
Do you need any help?
Don't you touch them, ignorant bleeder. I hope you're a better copper than you are a gardener. Christ, no wonder they're all going free.
Who is?
Eh?
Who's going free?
Plenty.
Who? I'll get my notebook out.
Villains.
Right. You're not working anymore, then?
I told you.
So?
What are you after?
This bloke killed a girl at Carhow Mansions.
Yeah, I read about him. There's scum round here.
There may have been someone on a job.
Housebreaker.
It's possible.
Amateur.
Got a description. Medium height, brown hair, late 20s. And he has a spot, a red spot, in the middle of his right eye. Anything?
No.
What's the matter?
I'm not a grass.
Who said you were? I'm talking about someone who killed a girl, Albie. I'm asking for the benefit of your experience.
You want a bit of cake?
No. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I've had intruders.
Tell me.
Last night, these blokes outside the house.
Doing what?
Stamping on me flowers.
Kids?
No. I come out. I got this bloody great stick.
Right.
I'm going to kill them.
For stamping on your daffs?
They're scum.
You know who they are?
One of them yells out, "You're a grass, and this is just the beginning."
Albie.
I ain't telling you.
Well, you have told me.
Off the record.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. If I catch him, I'll kill him.
I see. Yes, very wise. Very judicious, that would be, wouldn't it?
I ain't a grass.
Who said you were?
Find out, can't you? You're the copper.
You throw rats in a sack and tie it at the top. In short order, those rats are attacking each other. So with people. We bite others. We bite ourselves. In the darkness, we bite anything that moves. My wife teaches the tango. There's little call for it in South London, but she's Argentinian and persistent. Her school is a room above a butcher's shop. I have no doubt that sometimes when he is sharpening his knives, that butcher thinks of Buenos Aires and what he would like to do.
And lift! And heels! And lift! Mr. Campbell, the tango is the drama of seduction enacted on the dance floor. You must seduce Mrs. Graham. So, those heaps. Trust. Good. Trust. Better. You must show her what you're made of. What is it?
Turn it down.
Oh, it's impossible. Would you please wait here? Hello? Could you please give a message to my husband, Inspector Patrick Petrella? Tell him his wife called. Would you?
The coat we'd found at the Colonel's looked like a person, or like a skin recently vacated. It held the body's contours. Where it sagged, our man sagged. Where its shoulders bulged, so did his. It was a print of him. So as I looked at it under the severe lighting in Worsley's lab, I felt he was hanging there, in front of me. A perfect absence.
Gabardine raincoat, 5 years old, possibly war issue, worn hard. The man's a driver, by the wear on the back, in a car that's none too clean. Drinks tea, perhaps while he's driving, spills it everywhere. Other stains, 2 cases ink, 1 case rabbit blood, 1 case varnish. You're looking puzzled.
Now go on.
A quantity of sisal hemp fluff.
Sorry?
What, didn't you understand?
Go on.
Recovered from the seam of the left-hand cuff and some marmalade from the right-hand one.
Flavour?
Lime.
Look, Dr. Worsley...
I haven't finished yet.
Right.
In the right-hand pocket, there were a number of fragments of oyster shell and a stain of oil of a type used in marine engineering. That's it.
What does it mean?
I'm sorry.
I mean, thank you very much for your work.
Oyster shell?
Yes.
What's that then?
It's the shell of oysters.
I know.
And the boat oil?
From a boat.
Burley?
A part-time fisherman breaks into flats.
Burley?
Sir?
How do you know it's the same man who killed Alice Martin? There's a question here, isn't there?
Sergeant Burley? Yes, right. Mrs. Petrella would like you to ring her, sir.
Why did he think the old man's flat was empty?
He tried the bell.
And the old man's practically deaf, so he went in. Right. If we're assuming it's the same man who killed Alice, why did he think her flat was empty?
She didn't answer the bell.
And the other flats in the building?
Same thing.
If someone comes to the door, he says, what?
Oh, something. Can I...
What?
No, I'm selling. I'm selling brushes.
Something like that. And did he?
What?
We didn't ask them. The Robsons, Standish, Mr. Sligo. We didn't ask them if anyone came to the door.
We said, did anything unusual happen?
And they said no, because it wasn't unusual. Perhaps. Get an artist's impression of the man Colonel Wing described and take it to Alice's neighbours.
Right, and your wife, sir?
Hmm? Oh, OK. Anything on Dr. Hunter yet?
He organises parties for the delicate and wealthy.
Knocking shop?
Yeah, I should think so.
OK, I'll see him again. Hello, Sarah.
Ah, the cut and thrust of deductive reasoning. Rapier-like exchanges between two first-class minds who respect each other's contributions. And then there's Burley and me. Tweet, tweet. When I got home, my wife was watering the tulips. Always a bad sign.
How's the watering?
This is not about plants, Patrick.
I realise that.
It is the butcher.
I know.
I visited his shop. I attempted to speak to him.
What happened?
I said that I wished to operate a small dancing school.
Dance school?
What?
Probably not dancing school, is it?
I am a dancing teacher, and it is a dancing school. Are you correcting my English?
No, you're probably right.
I told him I would not wish to disturb him. He said he didn't give a damn. The noise was intolerable. And this was not the word he used, Patrick. And did I have a license?
Ah.
What is this ah?
You don't have a license.
Is this my husband speaking or a policeman?
It is someone who cannot pretend he is ignorant of the law.
My God, Patrick!
I looked up. I felt the yellow sunshine on the insides of my eyelids, and in a rush of gratitude, I remembered how I first met my wife, and how she had made me dance when I did not dance, when I had never danced. I said I would find an answer. She smiled as I took the watering can.
Cherry?
Still no.
Go on.
Substances was the word they used.
A generic for what, exactly?
Illegal drug.
Everything is drugs. We live in a chemical universe.
I haven't really got time for this.
I thought you were a sensitive man.
No.
I was wrong.
Yes. I could arrest you. For possession, at least. Possibly for dealing as well.
Prove it, as they say.
The scandal alone would punch a hole in your pension. And I think you might be overcome by the smell of methane as your nervous friends hurried away from you.
This is so tedious.
Isn't it? I promise not to inflict more than the bare minimum of reality on you. A young woman is dead.
I didn't kill her.
I have had to visit you a second time because you were less than frank with me.
Perhaps I was protecting her memory.
Yes, you'll forgive me if I don't believe that.
Alice Martin came to my parties. She liked parties. She liked money. She liked laughter. Stop me when your righteous anger boils over.
She was on the game. For you?
No. She was involved with one or two or more men. They bought her things. Jewelry. Gifts.
Did any of the men ever go back to her flat?
No, I don't think so. That was the funny thing about her. She liked to live a double life. During the week, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. And at the weekends, well, butter was the last thing she'd put there. Oh! I see.
What do you see?
You're one of those men who has to idealize women. Well, she was no angel.
I don't care about that. I think you're scum. But I don't care about that either. You know why I slapped you? Because you've wasted my time.
You think that's why?
I want the names of these men.
That's not possible.
It isn't?
Who is your superior?
God. I want the names.
I'll write them down. When she was drunk, she used to say, if it ain't broke, break it. All those walls, they're coming down like bloody Jericho.
A high-class pimp.
Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
A ladies' man.
Yes.
Like Albie Lawrence.
What?
Well, you saw him, didn't you?
Albie Lawrence the fence.
It's widely known.
He has egg stains on his cardigans.
So?
His breath could stun a horse.
The mystery of womanhood.
What?
when his old clients were doing time, Albie would pop round and sort out the wives.
Please.
It's a fact.
You are inflicting truly horrendous images on... make him a few enemies, that, though, wouldn't it?
Sir?
He's having bother from some of his neighbours right now. And also, I think he's holding out on me about our housebreaker. Did you get that drawing from Colonel what's-his-name?
Wing. It wasn't easy. He's deaf.
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
30, 35. Round face, brown hair.
And with a London accent. That's it.
All right, show the drawing to Alice's neighbours. Ah, I got these names of men she was seeing from Hunter.
Blimey, I'm impressed.
I'd better make some phone calls. Anything else?
Yes. There are 253 people currently licensed to catch oysters off the south and east coasts.
Hmm. You got addresses?
Yes.
I wish I had your life, Billy.
A search for a murderer is also a search for the victim. The manner of her going disturbed our world and my sleep. I could hear the sound of bare feet on her varnished floor. She'd heard something. Someone in her flat. A panicked half-turn. A screwdriver inverted in the early light.
Patrick?
Are
you asleep?
No.
I knew you weren't. Are you thinking? You are. About my dance school, is it? Are you worried about that? Oh, you sweet man. But don't worry. Go back to sleep.
It's dawn. Can't you hear the birds? I'm getting up.
No.
Oh,
I looked out at the sky. It was that time before men make their mark on the world. Unbelievable dawn, like something that had never happened before. I thought of the girl, both ordinary and precious, and of the spring that would take place without her.
I showed the drawing to the neighbours. They all said they'd had visits from the same man early on Friday morning. He told him he was from the council, checking up on whether census forms had been delivered.
Right. So our man...
Case in the flats.
Until...
Alice Martin's.
She didn't answer.
Why not?
Dr. Hunter's herbal remedy made her sleep deeply.
So, he went in.
Right.
She came out, and he panicked. Incidentally, both Mrs. Robson and Mr. Standish say the man had a limp.
Well, that was his screwdriver in a trouser pocket, most probably. Did they see the red spot in his eye that the Colonel was on about?
No.
It's dark anyway, isn't it, in the hall?
Mm-hmm.
So, why didn't he kill the Colonel?
He ran away.
Why didn't he run away from the girl? That's the question, isn't it? Why kill her? Unless she recognised him.
One of the men she knew from Hunter's parties.
Maybe, but none of them would be housebreakers. They were born with silver spoons in every orifice. They don't have to nick other people's. What's this?
A list of next of kin.
Okay, I'll see to it. And the oyster man?
I'm seeing people this afternoon. Oh, and a letter came for you.
Dear Mr. Patella, I feel rotten 'cause I now you have talk with Albie Lawrence. My husband just gore out of Brixton and has turned up the heat under poor Albie. I done it. I told him that Albie give me one when he was inside. I done it to wind him up. So when he get out, he told two lads that Albie was a grass, and they started on him. It's a shame. Do something, can you? Don't for God's sake tell Ray, as he will kick me round the block. Yours sinnerly, Aggie Wanstead. Aggie Wanstead, with a face like a car park, a stout in one hand, a cigarette in the other. And Ray Wanstead, her husband, a large man with a small brain. I took a detour down by the canal, preparing myself to meet an orangutan with a broken heart.
Nice sunny day, eh, Ray?
I'm straight now.
Caught any fish yet?
No.
What's she using for bait?
Worms, bit of bread.
How does it feel to be out?
All right.
Back with the missus. How is she?
All right.
Stood by you, didn't she?
I lost me bait.
All those years?
Yeah.
Albie Lawrence didn't go to bed with her, you know.
How do you know?
He respects you.
No, he don't.
I tell you, he does.
He should have kept away from her then.
Listen to me, Ray. Why would a man who respects you do this to you? Didn't you used to bring stuff to him when you were thieving? Didn't you?
So?
He never told us anything about it.
What would he?
He didn't. That's the point.
Well, he didn't want to get nicked.
He wouldn't have got anything. We offer immunity defences. He told us nothing. Why? You know why? Respect.
Huh?
Respect for you.
You think?
Has to be.
She said he done her.
Well, Ray.
What?
Who knows what goes through a woman's mind, eh?
You saying she lied?
She thought something. She said it in a heated moment, yes? Forget it. I mean, ask yourself, why would anybody in their right mind want to sleep with your wife? No offence, of course.
Aye.
And now, two boys are stomping on Albie's spring flowers. It's messy.
You gonna drop it?
I might.
They give me an angel when they give me Maggie, Mr. Petrella.
Did they? All right. You still got that room?
Which one?
Where you used to stash your stuff.
Yeah? Why?
How about if I borrowed it for a while? Here, have a handkerchief.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Petrella.
Very good, Patrick.
Thank you.
Very masterful.
Oh, you're not just saying that, are you?
If you weren't already my lover, I'd be seriously considering you.
Thank you.
And stare into my eyes as though you know the route to my soul. And turn away. Now I must follow you for the rest of my life.
What do you think of the floor?
It's very nice, Patrick.
You think it'll do?
I could teach you. Yes.
Good.
Do I deserve you?
No. How could you?
So, tell me, who gave you this room?
A person I know.
Who?
This person I came across. Sarah, what is it?
Oh, Patrick. A certain stiffness in your shoulder tells me more than your face. You see, how could I forgive myself if I got in the way of your beautiful honesty? Tell me, who gave you this room?
The tulips have recovered, Albie.
Yeah. They're soon over, though, ain't they?
So?
I got a name for you.
Tell me.
Well, this geezer come to me. Little bloke. I don't know him. He says he's got something to sell. I tell him I ain't in business anymore. But he's going on, and then I see it. This red spot in his eye, like you said. So I give him a bit of blag, makes out like I'm interested, and he fetches this bloody great spear out.
What?
Said his uncle give it him. So I'm going, yeah, very interesting. There's not a lot of call for spears. But I say I'd like a mate of mine, and look at it. Will he come back? He says he will.
When?
Tonight. We arranged tonight, about 8.
Did he give a name?
Robert, he calls himself.
Right, right. And how's your bit of bother?
It's all quiet down now.
Good.
Yeah.
Ray Wanstead's wife didn't do you any favours.
Oh, I don't know.
Making out you've been to bed with her.
Yeah?
Albie, you did go to bed with her.
Well, it was just being neighbourly.
And her letter?
She's a good girl.
You set her up.
I hoped you'd lean on him.
I'm indignant, Albie.
Are you?
I've just remembered.
What's that?
A line from a poem.
Oh, yeah?
Good fences make good neighbours.
Do we?
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
What time is it?
Half past 8. He isn't going to come, is he?
Here he is. South London's answer to Rudolph Valentino.
Who?
Yeah?
He isn't coming. He just rung up.
Right.
Oh. Well, don't you want to know his name?
He gave it to you.
It's Robert Whitby. All right.
Address?
Nothing else.
Thank you very much.
We're quits now.
Whitby. Is he on your list of oyster men?
Wait a minute. No. Hold on. There.
What's that?
On the list of relatives. Robert Whitby, second cousin.
Got him.
Our parents used to say, play, go off and play. I were 9, she were 8. One of those breakable little girls.
Breakable?
Delicate, you know. I was at the age when I wanted to lord it over someone. Oh, ta. We'd play chase, according to my rules. When I caught her, I'd clamp my hand over her mouth. There were no question I got a thrill out of it.
But you didn't see her much?
Nah. My parents moved to Leicester. Oh, there was a... Yeah, a wedding, some cousin, 5 years ago. She didn't seem to want to speak to me, so I didn't bother. When I developed my sideline...
Housebreaking?
Well, just to supplement what I had. How could I have thought I'd ever come across someone I knew? Wasn't my fault. Yeah, I was working this block of flats, knocking on doors, saying as from the council if someone came to the door. So I got to this flat at the top. I knocked. No answer. It was only a slip lock and I was in. Didn't even have to use my screwdriver. Nice and quiet inside. You know, I relaxed. I'd just started work on the sideboard, looking for jewellery, you know, whatever. When Cousin Alice came in from her bedroom, we looked at each other. She looked like she'd just woken up. Robert, she said. Robert. Now, wasn't that bad luck?
For her, you mean?
For me. For me. Now, she gave me no choice. I mean, what choice did I have?
All done, sir?
Yes. I think we could say he was fairly frank and forthright.
And by the way, we had a message from Colonel Wing. Says, could he have the raincoat back?
What?
Says he forgot it belongs to a nephew of his who left it at the Colonel's flat. This man apparently trains budgerigars and uses powdered oyster shell in their feed.
So?
Complete waste of time.
Would you mind telling Mr. Worsley?
You mean Dr. Worsley?
Yeah. Only I'm busy. Got to go out. Picnic with my family. Thought we'd look at the flowers.
For we are human, which means that we need a little space and a little hope and a little light. That is my conclusion. I rest my case. Tweet, tweet.
In Good Fences Make Good Neighbours by Michael Butt, based on stories by Michael Gilbert, Philip Jackson was Inspector Patrick Petrella and Nicky Henson was Sergeant Burley, with Mumta Cash as Sarah, Christian Rodska as Dr. Worsley, Howard Ward as Robert Whitby, Ian Masters as Dr. Hunter, Tim Block as Colonel Wing, and Kelly Bright as Mrs. Robson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Petrella, directed by John Taylor, was a Fiction Factory production for BBC Radio 4.